RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Terry Nooner Coaches Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome into another edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I am Pat Stropman, Wichita State, fresh off a trip to California, but now getting ready to go on the road once again, taking on Texas Tech on Wednesday down in Lubbock, Texas, and then returning back to the Roundhouse on Friday to challenge Maryland Eastern Shore. We'll talk about those things throughout the course of this podcast. We will also highlight the two games that took place in California, a loss to UC Irvine, as well as a loss to Idaho. We'll talk about the Idaho game in just a little bit. But, Coach, let's go to the game against UC Irvine, the Zot Giving Classic there at the Brand Event Center. First tournament that UC Irvine has hosted since 2021. Always good to go out west where you don't have to deal with the frigid temperature, get a chance to come together as a squad. Well, you took on a very impressive team. UC Irvine has been used to winning 20 games or more. They've had four consecutive seasons of 20 wins or more. You guys were down at the half, but your team showed a lot of grit and a lot of fight as you guys trailed by 19, trimmed it down to as little as four in that game, but just ran out of time, falling to the Anteaters 58-52. Got to like that start at the very least for the Zot Giving Classic, Coach, to see. Of course, you don't want to see the large deficit, but to see the fight, that's something that you got to love to see from your perspective. When you look back at that UC Irvine game, how would you assess what took place in that contest?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a game of runs, and I thought we showed a lot of resiliency and grit to be able to fight like we did, especially in the second half, and being able to play a real good team on a home court who has, like you just said, over 20 games in the season for four straight years. So, and they're very good at home. So for us to show that kind of fight and just kind of, just like you said, ran out of time at the end of the game when we thought, you know, we could have made a couple more shots to keep it, get it even closer to them. But I thought we showed a lot of fight and a lot of grit.
Yeah, no doubt. You and I have talked about the defense that the Anteaters threw out your way, and they morphed it into different things, which I'm sure allowed you and the squad to sort of use that as an opportunity, because you just never know when you're going to see some of those defenses throughout the course of the season. Probably felt good looking at a 1-1-3 that can morph into a 1-3-1, a 2-3, a 3-2. They kind of threw a little bit of everything at you. And there in the first half, took a little bit to kind of get settled in, but in half number two, you found success. What'd you learn from your offense here in that second half that mounted that charge?
I mean, I think it was a lot really keyed off our defense. We went into the game saying we wanted to utilize our press a lot more in that game. And so our press is kind of based off of, you know, how we score or whatever. And so we didn't make as many shots as we need to make to get into the press. Where in the second half, we were getting shots knocked down and we were able to pick up full court, which kind of threw them off guard, and we were able to score in transition, which I think those things helped us more than anything.
Yeah, no doubt. And defensively, you look at UC Irvine shooting, the Anteaters in that third quarter shot 2 of 15 from the field. You hold them to 5 points. You put 11 on the board. What would happen if you get just, let's say, 3 more buckets in that third quarter? If you get 3 more and, let's say, 2 of them were 2s and the other one was a 3-pointer. Let's just make that assumption.
Yeah.
You get 7 points there. What would I have done going into the fourth quarter to get 7 more points in that third where UC Irvine was limited to just 5?
Yeah, I think it would have been huge. I mean, because I felt like we kind of took the momentum of the game in a sense. And when you have a quarter, you really got to maximize if it's a quarter where you can hold somebody that low defensively that you really need to capitalize on the other end to really make some headway. But I think it just would have changed the game. Like, we could tell that, you know, they were starting to feel the pressure a little bit at home, and it had been a little easier for them early. But once we start, you know, running and playing in transition and being able to score before they can get their defense set, I think we show what we can do. So I think just making a few more buckets would have made it even a lot easier and put a lot more pressure on those guys.
Well, Jayla Harding has had such a good season so far at this point. Going into the Zotgiving Classic, was top 40 in the country in three-pointers made, as well as three-pointers made per game, averaging 3. She knocks down 5 in this contest, ends up with 21 points as a whole, the most as a Wichita State Shocker. And he knew that she was due for that bounce back. When she ended up finishing in single digits against Bakersfield, you just knew that it wasn't going to be long until she got back to that double-digit threshold. And there's no doubt that she was electric, and she was big in that third quarter. She started the third with a couple of threes and had a personal 8-0 run. How about Jayla Harding's performance in the game against UC Irvine, scoring the 21 points on 8 of 15 from the field?
I mean, it was a huge performance for her, a huge performance for us. Like I've said it so many times, I think our team kind of derives energy from when she gets going, because she has big-time spurts. They really get energy from when she's scoring and making shots, and you can really see it in the midst of that game. And so for her, you know, coming back from not her typical performance the game before and to be able to come back and redeem herself, which that was something, she's a big-time competitor, and we knew she would come back stronger.
And I know something you guys have been focusing on, you've been early on this season, that the moving screens have kind of been popping up left and right. I didn't feel like in that game there was a ton that were called, if any were called in that game against UC Irvine, which maybe that is also part of the reason why Jayla was able to go out there and get freed up for 10 three-pointers and knocking down 50% of them.
Yeah, and then, I mean, they were playing some zone, and our players do a good job of when somebody has a high hand of trying to make sure they feed them. And with her, like you said, the moving screens, we've kind of learned our lesson, I think, in that sense of how to screen without fouling. And so they did a good job of when she was cooking to really try to find her and get her going.
No doubt. Well, that was 1 of 2 games out there in Irvine, California. Close loss to the Anteaters, 58-52. Then on Saturday, you took on Idaho. We will talk about the Vandal game when we return. More from the Terry Nooner Podcast when we...
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Come back.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Segment number 2 here for the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Stropman. Wichita State played 2 games out in Irvine, California, the first against UC Irvine, a six-point loss that we just got done talking about with Coach Nooner. Now we turn to the final game that took place on Saturday afternoon inside the Brent Event Center, taking on a very impressive Idaho team. The Vandals were riding a five-game win streak going into that contest. They make it six in a row, and they continue to have just one loss on the year, 7-1, one of the best starts for Idaho in quite some time. Final score 83-61. It was a close first quarter, though. You get a monster three from Kylie Ortiz to wrap up the first. You're trailing by six there in quarter number one. In the second period, you had some opportunities there. Once you got a little bit closer, there was a big-time second quarter response there for Idaho as the Vandals, they were able to get a decisive 19-9 second quarter in their favor. And then you try to keep up with them in half number two, but it was definitely a challenge because Idaho, I could tell you one thing, that is a very impressive Vandal squad that was averaging 85 points per game going into the Zotgiving Classic, and they put 80-plus on the board in the two games that they had. Your thoughts on what you saw on Saturday?
I mean, like you said, they're a real good team. I mean, they play well together. They're big. I mean, I think they won 18 or 19 games, I think, last year, early in the season. They had only lost one game coming into it. One of those wins, I think, was a big win against Washington State. So just a real good team. Got size, got shooters. They can score in the post. They can spread you out. They play super duper fast in transition. Just a hard team to kind of prep for. And one day, I felt like we had a real good game plan, and it probably would have looked different if we would have had, you know, at least our normal 2-day prep that we normally have. But we, you know, had a show film the night before and we'll do a walkthrough. So we really couldn't really prep how we normally would to be able to prepare for their transition and how fast they score. So early on, I think that's what you could see, like, just kind of wear you down with how fast they play in transition. So early on, I thought our transition defense was good and we was getting back, and we had to change where we didn't crash the boards as hard. Just to kind of be able to get back and kind of guard them in transition. But, you know, the course of times they play how they play, and, you know, they just kind of got over on us in that second quarter. Felt like third and fourth, our offense kind of kicked in, which was a super-duper positive. We were able to score how we should need to score in a normal situation. They just outscored us that second quarter, really just doomed us.
Yeah. Well, you told me after the game – right off the bat, you see Brianna White step in and knock down a couple of mid-range shots. Yeah. You see Treasure Thompson knock down a couple of 10 to 15-footers. Then the second quarter, you felt like you got away from that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what resulted in just 9 points in the second period, because I could tell you, when you see those players go out there and start to have that touch and hit on a consistent basis, that does wonders for an offense, right? It kind of opens up the middle maybe a little bit more, but didn't get a chance to capitalize on that in quarter number two.
Yeah. I think that's something as a team we have to learn from. And normally, I mean, it's like I just said earlier, it's normally Jalen. When Jalen's going, we do a good job of kicking it to her and finding her when she's open. And so in this particular game, with the way they were playing us, and they weren't going to guard our fours and our fives outside of the paint, and which is fine for us because, you know, they all have – our fours and fives have decent touch and can – especially from 15 feet and in. And so that was part of the game plan, is to get them to set screens and pop into their open areas. And it was – you know, we had some success with it early. We just didn't continue to go through it.
Well, I told you going into this game, the specialty category for Idaho, those specialty categories like fast breaks, points off turnovers, second chances, they do a lot of those very well. They only had 11 points off turnovers, which isn't a lot, which might say just how good you got back in transition. They were limited to just 11 fast break points as well. But the key in that game was Idaho pulling down 18 offensive rebounds, resulting in 25 second chance points. And you guys had 17 offensive rebounds, only had 12 points off those second chances. just how big of a difference was that in the game? Because you brought up how big they were. I felt like their guards were also just very explosive and athletic to get to the ball, had a really good second bounce, and sometimes that can spiral out of control, to say the least.
Yeah, and I think it's part of it when you have a team that takes a lot of quick, long shots, it's going to be a lot of long rebounds, which goes to the guards being able to get long rebounds and chasing stuff down. And so for us, it was just a different type of team, and you know, I don't think in our league we were probably playing anybody like that except probably Tulsa, that takes that many threes and takes them so quick, and so that was just adjustment to be able to box out and be able to chase down a lot of long rebounds. I thought they did a better job than we did. I thought we had a great plan just going into it, and you know, it was Coach Brooks' scout, and we let the team watch them before we played them, so they can see, you know, the pace and how fast they play. But it's still, you know, when you don't get a chance, like I said, for us, we're normally used to prepping for teams at least 2 days. And so, you know, only having like a shoot-around walkthrough, that's kind of difficult to play that type of team.
And then the other aspect to bring up is, too, they're probably used to running up and down, and here you are, it's day number two. You just got done playing UC Irvine.
Yeah.
And now you have to face a team that's – faster.
Yeah.
That can get to the rim and transition as much as they did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, their transition was huge. That's something that, you know, we want to continue to add to our game, is being able to make or miss, get the ball out quick and get the ball up the floor as quick as possible. So that's something that we hopefully can learn from playing against that good team.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, a very quality team in Idaho. I cannot stress that enough, seeing the way that Idaho played in that game and seeing how they played against Colgate. I think there's going to be some success there for the Vandals moving forward in the season. Well, you have two games this week, going down to Lubbock, Texas to face Texas Tech on Wednesday, then back here on Friday against Maryland Eastern Shore. We will talk about those games as the Terry Nutter podcast returns after a brief pause. More coming your way next.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Back here on the Terry Nutter podcast, I'm Pat Strothman, Wichita State women's basketball. After playing two games in Cali, the Shockers go on the road after a brief pit stop in Wichita. Shockers traveling to Lubbock to challenge Texas Tech out of the Big 12. And then on Friday, coming back to Wichita to take on Maryland Eastern Shore. And Coach, just wanted to go back and take a look at what took place this past week. And really weekend, because it was a Friday-Saturday affair facing UC Irvine and then facing Idaho. And I know wins and losses didn't go in favor of the black and yellow, but if there was one main takeaway and one huge highlight moving forward, you got to be encouraged with the way that Mayumuna Sissoko played. She got her first career start on Friday against UC Irvine. You saw the energy that she was able to bring to the table. And she was able to do lots of good things in that basketball game. In 20 minutes, had 4 points, 9 boards, had a block, 2 steals, also had a charge, I think, in that game against UC Irvine. And then against Idaho, she starts you off with 4 points right off the bat, challenging the 6'5" girl in the middle and Barbosa.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, okay, like, Mai's like, all right, give me the ball, coach. Here we go.
Yeah.
Ends up with 12 points, a career high, had 6 rebounds, also had an assist and a block as well. And at the free throw line for Mai, on Saturday was 4 of 5 from the charity stripe, yeah. Which you can definitely tell that she's put in a lot of work at the foul line. I would say, looking back at the Zotgaming Classic, that the player of the weekend far and away was Mayumuto Sissoko. What'd you love most about her game?
I mean, I think it was huge, and it's a testament to, and we talked about it after the game, just her performance in I mean, it really kind of connects back to the past 2 or 3 weeks. Has probably been her best practices that she's had since she's been here. And so the fact that she's played so good in the games is a testament to the hard work that she put in off the court, outside of practice, the way she's been practicing in practice, and then it translated over to her game day performances. So it's I think it's a lesson to other people what the value of practice and hard work, and you can see value in it, and so we're just so happy for her because she's such a sweet kid and so mature, and she's funny and a leader. And so you love to see kids have success who puts in the work.
Well, I think when you look on the bench, when someone does something on the floor and you see the reaction on the bench, that should tell you a lot about the individual on the floor, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think when she took a charge, or maybe took it the Barbosa the first time, the look on the faces of everyone on the bench, everyone was smiling. Everyone was giggling, smiling, and I think that says a lot about Mike.
Yeah, just her celebration. And like I said, like they've seen us coach her hard. They've seen us get on her, countless times in practice, and expect more and want more from her, and all these different things. And so it's like when you see the success in the game, and the fact that she has so many people pulling for her on the team to be able to see her have success, I think it's huge. It just kind of shows the connectedness within the group also.
Well, unlike last year, didn't return back from the West Coast with a couple of wins. However, when you have a roster with so many new faces, to go to a place for an extended period of time, I feel like you look at the roster and go, all right, this is the moment where we all come together. We all get expend. Like, it's different going to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and going to Kansas City. It's different than going out to Cali and you're out there. It's a long travel day on Wednesday. Then on Thanksgiving Day, you have to focus on practice and shoot arounds and film, but also had a chance to have everyone go out there and have a nice dinner and then go to an escape room after the fact, which I'm sure was entertaining to say the least. And then on Thursday, it's game day, Friday's game day, then Saturday's game day, and then you spend the rest of Saturday together again before traveling back on Sunday, which is what we had to do. And again, another long, long travel day. I feel like maybe that's another thing to look back on this past weekend, is the fact that the team got to spend, and they spent a lot of time together, don't get me wrong, but it's different when you're on the road. So what was your main takeaway just from that aspect, getting a chance to be with the squad and the squad being together for a very long extended period of time like that on the road there in Irvine, California?
Yeah, I think we were able to get more connected. I think we had to spend quality time with each other. You know, you kind of take away a lot of the distractions that may come from being at home. So I think those things are good. Just the times that you go spend in the airport or sitting down eating with each other, and all the different meetings that we had, and sitting and watching teams play, you know, in between games, kind of like the old AAU days. And I had a couple people. Diamond was able to see her mom, which she hasn't seen her mom since this summer. And so I think those things are good. And even though we didn't get the ultimate result we want, which is the win, I think we got better as a group. I think we seen some good things. I think we played two real, real good teams who both are going to have chances to be in the NCAA tournament and win their conferences. So we'll look back on this at the end of the season and realize this was good for us. We just got to learn our lessons from it. I think we showed some good things. I think our scouting reports and our game plans was good. And when we followed through on the things we were supposed to do, I think we looked great. We was able to get Mai to play successfully out there, which I think was awesome. And so we show some real good things. As now it's trying to figure out how to put it all together.
Yeah, and that'll be the challenge for this week as you take on a very impressive Texas Tech team and then a battle with Maryland Eastern Shore coming up on Friday. We will talk about those two games. when we return for the final segment here for the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
About to wrap things up here with the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Strothman. Texas Tech on the docket coming up on Wednesday in Lubbock, a 6 o'clock tip, a game that you can catch on GoShockers.com. And then on Friday, back home in the Dub, facing Maryland Eastern Shore, another 6 o'clock tip, another game that you can catch on GoShockers.com. Coach, before we dive into Tech and maybe not spend a ton of time in Maryland Eastern Shore just because it's one game at a time. The next opponent that you have is Texas Tech. So not trying to take anything away from the Red Raiders, who are 9-0 and off to a terrific start here for this season. But the squad being 1-7, you briefly talked about how this past weekend everyone was able to gel and you saw some nice things. Here we are in December, November. It's really about trying to figure out who you are a little bit. December can be that way as well. Now that it's the month of December and you take a look back at how November transpired, what really stands out to you going into a brand new month here?
I mean, I think for us is really, figuring out how to guard people without fouling, which is, been an up and down thing. I think we show glimpses, of different games from different people. And now it's time for us to figure out how to put it all together. And part of having 11 new players is you try to figure out how to play together. And you're trying to learn while you're playing real good competition, which is tough at times. We've had, Stretch of Debris play good and Treasure play good and Jada play good and Taya play good and my E played good, and now trying to figure out how to put it all on the table and have everybody do what they're supposed to do at the same time. So that's what we're really trying to get to. And I think if once we get to that point, which you want to be playing your best as you get into conference play and through the grind of our conference, I think we play some real good teams who are going to prepare us for what we're going to see in our conference. And so we're still excited. We're still anxious. We're still competitive. We showed a lot of grit and a lot of fight. And now it's just about getting over the hump.
Yeah, and no one's going to talk about moral victories, and I get that. But as you reflect, you lose to Western Kentucky by 2. You're within 2 against Missouri State. Against SEMO, you're up by 6 in the fourth quarter. Against Cal State Bakersfield, you're right there in the fourth quarter. Against UC Irvine, you get it down to as little as 4 or 5 in the game. I don't know, Coach. It just feels like just right there.
Yeah.
And just trying to get over the hump. But, when you have a roster that is so new, I guess that's also part of the challenge that no one seems to talk about. And it's probably an overlooked part of the game, but truly, how does a squad that does have talent really find a way to win? And it sounds so crazy, right, when you think about it. But in the game of basketball, that's obviously the biggest difference is do you win or do you lose? And it feels like you guys have been just right there, which tells me that here in the month of December that there are opportunities for you to truly get over the hump going into conference play.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing is I think for us and what we have to do is when we get through those tense moments and it's close and it's the fourth quarter and it's a nip and tuck game, just try to breathe and try to relax. Relax a little bit more. I feel like our players they want to do great so well and they want to be have so much success and each one wants to make the play to try to help the team win. And I think in those tense moments that we just relax and remember it's just a game and we breathe and we get locked into the fun of the game and not really the moment and I got to make a play, I got to make a shot and those kind of things, but just relax and just be in the moment, be where our feet are and stay locked into the process, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, stay locked into the process. Now you take on Texas Tech coming up on Wednesday, going down to Lubbock, and the Red Raiders, they're 9-0. A very impressive start for them out of the Big 12 Conference. You're facing a Power 4 team like Texas Tech. Going to their place is going to be challenging just in itself. But looking at what they got, seems to be a pretty impressive roster. They have some transfers that have been impact players here for the season. They also have some returners as well. I know Bailey Maupin is one that comes to mind right off the bat who's been a very talented player at Texas Tech. They also have a player who was from the American Conference last year out of UTSA, Sidney Love, now coming off the bench for them, which is part of today's day and age of college basketball. Let's just call it how it is. It's just the way it goes. But they look big. They've obviously have won some games. They wrapped up a perfect month of November, so they're feeling pretty good going into this game. What stands out about the Red Raiders on Wednesday?
Just everything you said. They're big. They're athletic. They can shoot. They can pass. They can play small. They can play big. No weaknesses on their roster. I mean, they play some real good teams, including, you know, the best teams in our league and between UTSA and North Texas for sure, and beat them both by 20. And so you understand you're going to have your work cut out for you. And also, just from being in the Big 12, I understand how hard it is to go out there and play too with their fan base and how rabid they are and how much they support the Red Raiders. And just, you know, a great coach, of course. And you know, I know the coaching staff. And so we're going to have our work cut out for us and real good players. And so we just want to go out there and compete. And like I said, we're going to take it possession by possession and we'll live with the results at the end.
Any fun memories of Lubbock, Texas as a player, as a coach?
Let me see. I know a couple years ago, when I was at Kansas, we beat them on a layup at the buzzer. So that okay. was kind of cool. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've
as a player probably not too many would be my guess.
Yeah, I've had some barn burners out there shoot. My junior year, we played out there against in their old building, and Trey Young's dad had like 47 against us, and we came back and we had to do defensive slides for like 3 hours. We were winning the game, and he had like 30-something in the second half. It was Ray Young Sr. He just went off on us. And, of course, Coach Williams, he killed us when we got back. That might have been one of those where as soon as the bus pulls up to the field house, you walk in and change and put your practice jerseys on, and you just go. Back then, you could do that kind of stuff. You just go straight to practice, and it was – that practice wasn't a good day for us. And then we had to, of course, watch every single possession and watch him scoring on us. And so, I remember that probably more than – I mean, a loss is probably what I remember more than anything.
Yeah, don't have to worry about any tortillas flying, thankfully. That's going to be the beautiful part, being indoors.
Yep.
Well, I'm not going to ask you too much about Maryland Eastern Shore. I know it's Texas Tech coming up next. So, looking forward to being on the road and definitely some home games to definitely – really lock in and try to take advantage of those opportunities, because after this one, you have the next four at home inside Charles Koch Arena. Coach, appreciate your time, as thank always, you. And best of luck to you this week.
All right, thanks.
All right, that is Terry Nooner here with our latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. Wichita State women's basketball heading to Lubbock, Texas to challenge the Texas Tech Red Raiders coming up on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Catch a game on GoShockers.com. And then on Friday, we'll be back inside the Roundhouse. Maryland Eastern Shore comes to town. That is taking place on Friday at 6, also on GoShockers.com. After this game against Tech, the next four inside the Roundhouse. In fact, four of the next seven will be inside Charles Koch Arena. So make sure to come on out and support Wichita State women's basketball inside the Roundhouse. That does it for us. I'm Pat Strathman saying so long, and as always, go Shockers.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.